Final locker room chats that continue here tonight on KMZA. I'm Brandon Tama. We're joined now by the Axtell boys basketball coach, Jason Tynan, and brought to you by Blue Valley Technology, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, B&D Buildings as well. Eagles closed out the regular season schedule on Friday last week with a 10-point win against Clifton Clyde. Coach, let's start there. Obviously a nice way for your team to end the season.
Yeah, we played extremely well the first three quarters. I think we went into the fourth quarter up 22. They kind of got us in the fourth quarter there a little bit, but we played extremely well in all phases of the game. I think we won each quarter 18-11, 22-16, 23-14, and kind of spaced out there. We did it in blues in the fourth quarter, but we shot 50% from the floor. We shared the ball really well, and I think we were 7-17 from the three-point line. So a lot of good things out of that. I'd like to finish that game a little better, but sometimes we played back-to-back games on Thursday and Friday against Centralia and Clifton Clyde, two tough teams, and I think we got a little tired in that fourth quarter.
Coach, you guys have been and are one of the best teams in the classification. You guys go 19-1. You sweep the TVL and win the regular season championship along with the tournament title as well. We'll dive into the sub-state bracket here in a moment, but as you kind of have a minute to reflect on what this regular season has been and has meant to the team, the school, the program, the fans, everybody involved, how would you just kind of assess what you guys have been able to put together here so far this season?
Yeah, as always, I mean, this is a special group of kids from the seniors all the way down to the freshmen, and started even a couple years ago. They've accomplished a lot of great things, you know, on the football field, on track. Prior to 3 years ago, we were kind of always hovering around 500. We hadn't had too many winning seasons in the program's history. We're one game away from getting to 20 wins again. It's just stepstones to building a culture, building a program, and it starts with the leadership of the seniors. I mean, ever since Brandon and Eli and the group of seniors, Gavin, Dalton and Blaze came in. I mean, they've set the tone and worked hard every day in practice. And it just, they're a special group that has a lot of talent, but they also are great kids.
Yeah, and you guys have been knocking at the door, you know, in terms of the state tournaments and a state championship, you know, the last couple of seasons. How would you compare this team and this roster construction, maybe compared to the last couple of years where you've still been really good and been right there, but just haven't been able to get over that elite hump just yet?
I think the big thing for us is just the post presence that we have in the paint this year is a little different. I mean, you know, I love Grady Bussing, played his heart out, but you can't teach 6'5". That's a little, and you can't coach that. And so the height there is a little different this year. And then just, you know, I think the ball shares a lot better. I just think there's, you know, the longer you play with a group of kids and a group of guys, the more chemistry you develop, and I think they know where each other's going to be a little bit better, and they know who's going to do what and when they're going to do it. And so it's just understanding that, and their IQ has really developed every year. And, you know, Eli and Brandon and Colin, Logan, Wyatt, I mean, Landon, they're some of the smartest basketball players that I've been around, and they just know things and do things that, you know, they see plays, a couple plays ahead, and I think that's the thing that's a little bit different this year, and it's just maturity on their part.
Yeah, you guys get a third crack at Lynn now on Monday night next week. That's going to be the sub-state semifinals. You're going to have that game at home at 7 o'clock, but, you know, some teams or some people would say it's hard to beat a team three times in 1 year, so I'm sure Lynn's going to be well-motivated. They got a big win against Lost Springs in their quarterfinal earlier in the week. What's kind of the expectation in this third matchup with the Bulldogs here?
Yeah, you said it. It's tough to. That's one of the rigors of the TVL is playing teams in the postseason. Then you know, teams kind of learn your tendencies and learn your habits. They're going to be, like you said, well prepared for us. We just got to go out and play our game. I mean, we got to keep the game up tempo, and you know, try to force some turnovers, try to get some pressure, try to ramp it up a little bit, and then you just got to execute, as much as you can, and you know. Play your style, and I think a lot of times I've learned in the past, you know, even that, you know, last couple of years against Lebo, we kind of try to change and adjust too much, and just let the kids play and be free and go do that, and they'll do amazing things when you just let them be themselves. And so, we just got to be us a little bit and keep focusing on us and doing what we need to do to keep improving.
There it is, Axtell boys basketball coach Jason Tynan joining us. We always appreciate the time. The Eagles had a tremendous season, number 3 ranked, heading into their sub-state matchup, the semifinals on Monday night at home against a familiar opponent in Lynn. Coach, again, we can't thank you enough for the time all year. Good luck here in the sub-state tournament. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks again.
All right, thanks, Brandon. Thanks all for all your coverage throughout the year.